Raising my hand without fear is what allowed me to make my abilities known. Be bold, someone advised me a long time ago, and it was a great advice.
I'm Sean Cheatham, the Chief Commercial Officer at Hays, and welcome to How Did You Get That Job? A podcast which explores the secrets behind career success in the tech industry. In this episode, we meet Evangelina Avendano, who is the location leader for EMY GDS. We'll be chatting to Evangelina about her role, what she learned, and the challenges she underwent to switch her career path from technology to finance and then back to tech. Then we move on to talk about how she uses meditation within the corporate environment, what she looks for when adding to her team, and like always, we'll be asking her how she thinks the tech industry will grow and develop in the future. Evangelina, thanks for joining us today. Let's start by you telling the audience about EMY GDS and the functions of the business.
EY Global Delivery Service, GDS, it's a service delivery center network that provides innovative, scalable, and customized business services to EY member firms. This network is a vital element of EY's leading class service capabilities that bring together an industrialized combination of high-quality skilled professionals, automation, and cutting-edge technologies. We're present in 10 countries and 20 cities. In Mexico, we provide services focused on digital transformation to help EY member firms in the country, USA, and Canada take that important step in moving towards tech-driven processes, platforms, data analysis, and cybersecurity, among other topics the market are now demanding.
Great. You are the location leader. So tell us a little more about your role and how it fits within the overall business.
As a location leader, I am responsible for integrating and setting up the new services offered for other EY firms, as well as analyzing the best fit between local human talent versus the demand for talent that we are looking for. On the other hand, it is vital to create an excellent work environment that allow us to retain the talent we have hired, trying to bring it to its maximum potential.
And so tell us, how did you get that job?
Great question. Well, this was an opportunity that I was looking for at least a year ago. Since having led the implementation of our core business system based on SAP in Latam North, you know, 5 countries, 6,000 users impact, and 100% virtual due to COVID restrictions, it seems like it was time to move on to another chapter in my life beyond finance. I have been in finance for 15 years, so it was important for me to explore new areas and challenge my abilities. But mainly it was, how did I get this job? Well, I had to raise my hand and said, well, I like to have a change or I want to participate in other roles. That happened.
Yeah. And so you've moved from finance and now transitioned to tech. I mean, how have you found that transition?
So I actually started in technology and transitioned to finance. So the experience has been more than incredible. I have an MBA, so within finance, I was able to appreciate the core of the business in all its magnitude, seeing the strategic decisions reflect directly in the P&L. That was awesome. My approach to finance, I think it was more about databases, data mining, you know, that kind of thing.
Going back to your role now, I mean, how do you know what success looks like in your role?
Well, it's like defining what success is for one. And for me, it is first and foremost the feeling that I am contributing to the life of others in a positive way. And on the other hand, given my background in financing, how the KPIs are telling us how we are growing the site and take it to the next level. I'm starting my roles last September, and I continue and I will continue this learning process. In the meantime, I am enjoying the new role enormously.
Oh, that's great. And is there anything coming from the finance world to tech? I mean, is there anything that tech can take from the experience in finance and maybe as a learn?
Well, in reality, there are two words that I can feed off each other. And in fact, it is vital that the world of technology understand a little bit more how those who work in finance read the world, being much more structured, as you can imagine. But it is the way in which companies become sustainable and profitable. What is not measured is not improved.
Listeners, if you'd like to read more on what a career in the technology industry is like, then head to our blog experts in technology.hays.com for more firsthand accounts, practical advice, and tips. So, Evangelina, this is the part of the podcast where we like to look more at you. When we first met, you were planning to move to a whole new country and city, and you now moved to Mexico City. Hopefully that went well. I'm just wondering, how did you find that experience?
Well, the move was quite an emotional and life experience, definitely. But now my two daughters and my cat are settled in Mexico City. So it's extremely important to have some training in managing emotions, because otherwise I could have fallen into emotional, complicated terrain, given the cycle closures that you do in a process like this. I have always seen life as a never-ending cycle of beginnings and endings, and I try to close and begin with a lot of gratitude for the opportunity that life has given me. Enjoy each day and see each moment as unique. Presence exercises are very important to me.
Yeah. One of the other things that you mentioned when we first talked is you're very much into meditation. And certainly with COVID and so forth, mental health, coping strategies and so forth. I mean, just tell our audience a little bit about your meditation, specifically in the corporate world and so forth.
One of the important things for me are my spaces. Being an introvert, my emotional balance is vital to function not only in a corporate world, but also as a person. So in life, I have many roles as an executive, mother, friend, wife, etc. So for me, it has been key to enter into the process of personal knowledge, to listen my own being, to establish how to balance myself day by day, define my personal goals well and align them with professional goals without affecting my body, my soul, my mind. In my case, having worked on consistency was vital. Being consistent between what I think, do, and say. That's the most important thing for me.
Yeah, that's great. And what about for our listeners? I mean, any tips on some basic meditation in their working day to kind of align as you say you have?
Well, Sean, I'm not an expert and I'm not pretend to be one.
That's okay.
I learn on a daily basis, but meditation could be defined by me as a perpetual state of mind. And I aspire to that. I have been fortunate to work with other leaders within EY who practice meditation or some variety around them, and sharing a meeting with them is a calming and positive experience. They are demanding, very commitment to their work, but they work in harmony and have fun. I apply some principles, but mainly the state of present for me is basic, where all the senses and your attention are focused on the person or people in the meeting. Transmitting energy and having active listening is part of the meditative state for me. So yes, I really try to focus on the moment, not seeing the cell phone, for example, or have too many windows open. Even when I have a virtual meeting, well, I really force myself to focus on that, and that's it. It's like one task at a time. For me, the multitasking is not something that I love to do, to be honest.
Okay. Now, you mentioned you consider yourself an introvert. How do you overcome this in a corporate setting?
Well, for me, being an introvert is not being antisocial. But I understand that it can be perceived that way.
Yeah.
From the importance of knowing oneself derives the possibility of establishing the best mechanism to fit into the business world, knowing when I am most productive, lucid, and clear that helped me define my agenda with this consideration. I am empath, and I really enjoy knowing how other people see the world from their perspective. I enjoy meaningful and even philosophical conversation. But when I feel like speaking energetically is no longer comfortable, I tend to find a quiet space to rest my mind again and recharge my energies. Balance is a key factor for me.
You're going to need to give me some tips on balance. I struggle there. So one of the topics that we've talked about specifically with our female guests about being a woman in technology, and just curious if you'd feel comfortable sharing maybe your experiences being in tech.
Well, sure. Technology is a complex world. But for me, it was fascinating because I love working with computers and computer languages where you can create solutions that really make life easier, or even you enjoy interacting with them. I still feel that there is a little participation of women in this industry, but it seems to me that it is an inclusive field for women, and it allows us to develop a career quite well. In addition, a career that allows flexibility and important mobility. I have worked in teams being almost the only women, not only in tech, in finance as well. And raising my hand without fear is what allowed me to make my abilities known. Be bold, someone advised me a long time ago, and it was a great advice.
Yeah. International Women's Day this year had the theme of equity. I just wondered what your thoughts were about that.
Well, thank you, Sean, for asking. We're still struggling to attract female talent to GDS Mexico, especially from the tech side. But that is the change that I will love to see in the following years, and a way how to just be conscious about the gap, about the inclusiveness that we need in that area. Well, it's just to celebrate or remember every year this gap, and we're working on it. I think my assignment in this role also make a statement, you know, just being a leader in Mexico City for GDS Mexico, demonstrate how much inclusiveness we have in this firm, in this company.
And then this is the part of the podcast where we like to gaze into the future and get some predictions from you. Starting with your present job, I mean, how do you think being a location leader will change in the coming years?
As a side, we are going to grow a lot. The excellent level of the Mexican labor market, together with the benefits of the nearshore, are a powerful formula. The Mexico side will continue to grow until it becomes benchmark in the labor market, place where many will want to go to work, and not only for the opportunities to participate in high-tech projects, but also for an excellent work environment.
Now, you're based in Mexico City. I'm just wondering, from your perspective, if you have noticed any differences in the way the industry operates in Mexico as in comparison to maybe the USA or even Canada in the wider world.
From my point of view, I don't perceive many differences. It's only a matter of how quickly you adopt the technology. So in that case, well, usually United States and in Canada, the companies are early adopters. In Latin America, not only in Mexico, but in Latin America, well, sometimes we are waiting for that kind of technology, maybe 2 years late or something. In Mexico, for example, there are some skills that we are looking for in the market, but not too many people have been the opportunity to participate in a project where they can develop that skill. It's a matter of time, basically.
Okay, so you have a growing business. That's great. This means you'll be looking to bring in tech talent. When you're recruiting, what do you look for in an individual?
A great desire to learn, enjoy, and contribute in every way. Depending on the position, a series of knowledge and experience are required. But if you have it, or you have them, we would love to have you as a collaborator in EYGDS Mexico.
In our previous podcast, we had somebody talk about attitude is everything when it comes to hiring. I mean, give us your thoughts on, you know, like screening people for attitude.
There are so many interviews that we're having virtually. The knowledge is important. The technical skills are very important because you have to meet them if you really want to succeed in the role. But I should say, for example, the energy of your voice or the way how you move, you know, the body language is very, very important. The way how you look, maybe at the camera, or if you are in front of the other person, well, you have to see him or her. That is very important, the way how you project your own soul, your own energy. It's very important in an interview. So yes, attitude is something that you're always looking for in an interview, how you perceive that, but it's mostly how the other person perceives that. There is not a formula. Just you just identify who has it or don't.
Right. Your advice about body language, voice, tone, and so forth, it's the same advice I've been giving people for years, whether it's in person and now whether it's on camera. It's all the same, right? It's all about your energy.
Yes. And for me, something that I have been in interviews many, many times. So for me, usually I focus on the pace of my breath, because when you're stressed, you just breathe quickly, in a very quickly way. So you have to just slow down, control your breathing yourself and calm. When you are calm, it's like you could see the bottom of the river when the river is calm. Otherwise, there's no way.
Yeah.
If you want to see your thoughts, you really have to calm your mind.
Yeah, I think that's great. Yeah. I tell my daughter all the time, take a deep
breath. Yes.
Now, what do you think the tech industry could do to attract a more diverse culture within the industry? We're not necessarily known for being incredibly diverse, but what do you think we could do to change that?
Well, as a foreigner in another country, and also as a person who is not native English speaker, so it is vital for me that work teams are aware of cultural differences and all team members are heard and have active participation. And for this, it is necessary to adjust more standard communication models and more inclusive work dynamic. If everything is in English or even in Spanish or another language, you as a leader should keep in mind to avoid maybe some local quotes or jokes or, you know, that kind of thing that not allow others to integrate into the conversation. So if you contribute in that sense, well, I think it diversity just flourish into the meeting, because in that way you could include everyone into the conversation.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, obviously, you've started your career in tech, you went to finance, now you're back in tech. What do you think the industry could do to attract more talent to the tech industry? Because obviously there's shortages in skills in a lot of different areas within tech. What do you think we could do to change that?
Well, technology year after year covers more and more areas of our daily lives. Just as cooking must be a subject in schools, as it is a matter of survival, you know, technology must be a subject from school. Technology can be integrated into any career. I have seen people from finance become data mining experts and great data storyteller, for example. So the opportunity to learn is being given. These days, fortunately, there are many opportunities to go far beyond the traditional confines of the profession. The borders have been gradually blurred somehow. I think it's an opportunity for everyone.
If somebody is listening to the podcast right now and interested in potentially joining the tech industry, but needs a little convincing, I mean, what would you say to them?
Especially for millennials and Generation Z, I think technology is part of their lives. So you could study any profession and include technology, because it's going to be part of your professional life at some point. So if you really want to contribute in teams, that could be something, your knowledge in technology could really add value into the conversation or into the projects. Especially with artificial intelligence, I think that is going to cover many, many professionals in the future. In the near future, I don't think that is going to be in a long term. That is going to be in the short term for me, from my point of view.
Yeah, definitely agree. So lastly, Evangelina, I mean, what are your long-term career goals for yourself?
Well, I love to dream and would like a master's degree in business analytics, big data, or something related. I have always been in love with databases since 1994. So it's an area that I will like to dedicate myself at some point in my life.
Yeah, that's great. Evangelina, this has been fantastic. I've really enjoyed having you on the podcast. Thanks for joining.
Oh, thank you, Sean. Thank you for the opportunity to talk to all the people that follow you.
Oh, appreciate it. Thank you. That was Evangelina Avendano, the location leader at EMY GDS. Listening to Evangelina, she kind of explored a different path for us that we haven't had in this podcast. It's really the connection or the transfer from technology to finance and so forth. And in her lessons, she thinks that technology should learn how those in finance read the world as what is not measured can't be improved upon. And then ultimately, that's what helps companies become more sustainable and ultimately profitable. And I know this can certainly be a challenge for people in tech because they're not necessarily tied to what is measured. And also in talking about being a woman in the industry, she said that her experiences were similar in tech as they were in finance. She said that one friend told her to be bold, and that allowed her to raise her hand without fear and has allowed her to show her abilities to the team and the industry. And then finally, her use of meditation in the workplace, especially when facing challenges, was about slowing things down and becoming calm because you can see things better. I certainly think that's great advice, and I know I could certainly learn to use that as well. I'm Sean Cheatham, the Chief Commercial Officer at Hays, and you've been listening to How Did You Get That Job? In our next episode, we'll be focusing on upskilling your talents. In the meantime, to find out more about Hays, visit our website, expertsintechnology.hays.com. And to never miss an episode, make sure you hit follow wherever you get your podcasts.